baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Welcome, everybody. This is episode number 10 of the No Name Show. Today is July 6th. I am Tyler Morales alongside Zach Peterson. What is going on today? How was your day?
It was good. Didn't do anything. Just worked and then came home, and now we're doing this.
Yeah.
Mets already won at 1 o'clock, so it's like when the Mets have a day game, it's like there's nothing to look forward to in the night, you know.
How about Wilmer Flores?
He's on fire, man.
I know.
With four home runs the last four games. It's been great.
And he played
Stanton had another two home runs today. He's got four, his last four at bats were home runs.
That's literally insane.
By the way, yesterday me and Tyler went to the Mets Marlins game, and we saw the longest home run ever in Citi Field history.
Was it officially?
Yeah, 470 feet.
Jesus.
That's the one in the left field in the second deck that was like 30 seats over from us or something.
Yeah, that was a bomb.
It was a shot. Both of his home runs were rockets. Like, nobody hits harder than that guy.
Yeah, it was insane. It was a matter of time before he did something.
Yeah, he's going to start turning around. What did I say yesterday? Law of averages. The game was like speeding by, and I was like, the last four innings are going to drag, because, like, it's just the game always averages out to be like about 3 hours. No matter how fast the first four or five innings go, the last four or five innings are always super slow. And it's just how it goes. Same thing with like baseball players. If they start out hot, they're going to probably hit a cold streak and come back to reality at some point.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit of baseball today toward the end, but we're going to start out with where we finished up last episode with the whole Kevin Durant thing. We literally as soon as we read the Kevin Durant news, we texted each other and we wanted to get our immediate reaction. So I don't know how that sounded right off the bat. as soon as we heard, we were both just kind of amazed that he signed with the Warriors. But now that we're a little more composed, I guess we can spend a couple minutes on that.
Yep.
I'm still just as shocked, honestly.
No, I'm still shocked too. Yeah, My opinion hasn't changed on anything.
Yeah, I'm more interested now in like what it means for the rest of the NBA. Like, we predicted it a month ago. Right now it looks like a long shot, but still looks like there might be a chance. But we predicted about a month ago that Dwayne Wade should sign with the Cavaliers. So
yeah,
if you listen to the No Name Show and this happens, you guys already knew it was going to happen about a month ago.
If you're a loyal fan at home.
Yeah, exactly. You already knew it was going to happen a month ago. Before the finals even started, you knew it was going to happen. So you're welcome for that.
Yeah,
we've been excited. I'm sure you all look like geniuses to your friends.
I hope it goes through. I mean,
I hope it does too. It looks like right now, this morning it looked like the Nuggets. Now I'm reading Bulls.
The Bulls, yeah. I think, honestly, if you put money on a team, I think he's going to go there.
Yeah, but I guess it just doesn't make sense. If you want to end your career in a place with like some sort of nostalgic that, like, instead of playing your career out with the Heat, if you want to go somewhere just for like the money and going to a place, like, I don't know, it's kind of cheesy. I know he's from Chicago, but to me, I'd rather play anywhere where I'm going to win more championships, especially at the tail end of my career, than the money. You know, he has enough money at this point in his career. He's 34 years old. I'd rather try and win like two or three more championships with Cleveland for a lot less money than go to Chicago and rot away my last 3 years for the team I rooted for growing up.
And that's going to be a horrible team if he goes to Chicago, because
him, Rondo.
Rondo can't shoot.
It's terrible.
We can't shoot.
Robin Lopez is on their team. I like Robin Lopez, but I mean, it just doesn't all fit together on paper at all.
They can't shoot. Jimmy Butler shoots 31% from three.
They have Jimmy Butler. I feel like he's as good as gone.
That team might be a disaster. I don't get it. I thought they were trying to rebuild, and now they just got Wade, and it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know. He probably has enough money, and
he definitely has enough money. I mean, he's been making.
Saying, I don't understand why he won't go to Cleveland.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's one thing about taking a pay cut, like taking $10 million less to stay with the Heat, or an extra $10 million to go with the Nuggets, but he would literally be taking like, what is it, like $46 million less to play for the Cavs, which is an insane pay cut.
I mean, if I was him and a super team formed in the West.
Yeah, that's your only chance of winning.
This is your chance.
You're not winning if you go to Chicago. You're not winning next year if you go to Denver. You're not winning if you stay in Miami. You're not winning if you go to the Bucks. You're not winning if you go to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Although the Knicks might make like a compelling playoff team with their current roster and him in it.
Yeah.
Not they're not winning. The only team in the East that you're going to win on is the Cavs.
The Cavs, yeah. And the only team that can even maybe potentially give the Cavs fit is the Pacers, and I doubt they do anything.
Yeah. I think the Pacers are going to be really good this year.
I sort of why. They're going to be really
good. Speaking of contenders in the East, it hasn't been – who knows? It's all speculation at this point because of the KD, the ripple effect from Kevin Durant signing with the Warriors. But now that Kevin Durant's gone, they're saying that there's no chance in France that Russell Westbrook's going to sign with the Thunder after this season.
Well, I was reading the reason he said no is because if he – just said he was an unrestricted free agent and then signed with the Thunder, he'd get more money than if he re-signed with them straight up.
Okay.
So that's what I read. So, I mean, it makes
– Also, you don't want to say yes and then screw the fan base. You know, you don't want to, like, give them that false sense of hope like Kevin Durant did.
Yeah, I think it was more on the money. He's going to get a lot more money if he just became an unrestricted free agent.
Mm-hmm. But with him saying that, there's a lot of speculation. Like a young star player – in a contract year, who has no chance to sign with his current team. A lot of trade speculation.
Yeah, they're coming.
A team that's come up a lot has been the Celtics, which would be an interesting.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't the Celtics? I mean,
wouldn't you?
Nobody has more assets than them. They have all the Nets first
draft
picks.
The Sixers do.
The Sixers also have a lot of assets.
Yeah, but yeah, keep going.
But I'm just saying the Celtics right now. Like if the Celtics added Russell Westbrook to their current roster. They're right there.
They have plenty of picks, plenty of young players. If they really wanted to, they could do it. I would call and see what they want. They probably
would too. Why not?
And Danny Ainge is stubborn with this trade. So
and with their current roster, I mean, how young it is. I mean, Al Horford. I know he's 30, but he's got to be. He's definitely their oldest starter right now. He's still going to be productive.
Yeah.
With their current roster, I don't see why they wouldn't be. And with their great coach and just what a great organization the Celtics have been for. I mean, throughout the history of the NBA, I don't know why it shouldn't be a problem for a guy like Russell Westbrook
to
re-sign there.
I don't think it'd be an issue with Westbrook. I think it's more of it will the Thunder trade him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying if that's what they're worried about, like giving up all these assets and then him not re-signing, I don't think that would be an issue.
It only makes sense if you're the Thunder. Just see what you can get.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well. If you're going to lose him for nothing, you might as well try and get a lot because you can get a lot for him. Obviously top five player in the NBA. But it's crazy to me that the Warriors have two of the three best players in the NBA.
And they're getting Zaza for nothing, David West for nothing, Ray Allen potentially for nothing.
Yeah, Ray Allen too.
I know. But he's been working out for a comeback for a while.
He has been working out. I know he never officially retired, and he's still been working out and shooting and everything. And he's still probably in better shape than you and I both.
100% better shape.
But I don't know. It's just kind of like, the word like why doesn't Michael Jordan just come out of retirement and get a seventh ring?
Might as well say Charles Barkley needs a ring.
Sit on the bench.
Both men.
if that's what you're gonna do. But I love how Charles Barkley's been like one of the most vocal people like bashing Durant. Just because it makes me laugh how it's like I like Charles Barkley and everything, but it just makes me laugh how like he never got a ring, so he's like kind of salty toward anybody who has one.
I love Charles Barkley as a personality, but as like he talks more, I'm just like, oh no.
He's just talking out of his ass all the time. That's all he does.
Like when it comes to
he's funny, but
yeah, no, he's hilarious.
No, he is hilarious.
It's just some things he says. I'm just like, dude, please stop.
But he just talks out of his ass all the time, and while it's funny, it's you can't really listen to him for actual like.
No, I listen to Inside the NBA pure entertainment purposes.
Yeah, exactly, pure entertainment. It's one of the best shows on TV.
Oh yeah, and
it's like all of them just get rowdy, and Ernie Johnson just like ropes it back in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's like starts something on another topic. Shaq like runs into a wall or something.
Shaq doesn't.
Ernie Johnson's like, oh ho ho, Shaq. ropes it back in again.
Exactly. It's never it'll always drift away from basketball.
I literally just picture Ernie Johnson with like a cowboy hat and a lasso and then like those three guys running around and it's just him trying to rope him back in for an hour.
Dude, that's literally exactly
that's all inside the NBA is on Thursday nights.
It's organized chaos.
It is. But so a lot of that Kevin Durant thing is obviously causing a lot of free agents to sign for league minimum unfairly. I mean, it doesn't seem fair. Like, there's got to be like some sort of way to like value a player.
I know. I was so thinking, I don't know how to
sign for less than what their assigned values are, because it's just not fair. If a player really wants to win and he's a really good player and he could just take the league minimum somewhere because he really doesn't care about money.
I know.
But I mean, I guess then that's your punishment, not making a lot of money. So it's like, it's like tough.
They don't need the money though. Like David Weston has probably made over $100 million in his career. Yeah. He doesn't really need the money.
Yeah, exactly. It's just weird. It's just annoying for if you're another NBA team.
And Jermaine O'Neal wants to come back too. That'll be fun.
Great. Let's bring Ron Artest. No, Ben Wallace has a ring. He doesn't need to come back. I'm just thinking of everybody that was in the Malice of the Palace.
The Steven Jackson guy, he might have one. Yeah, he can have one. He can come on too.
He was on the Warriors. He said his Warriors could beat these Warriors.
I think he might have a ring. Stop it, Steven Jackson. He said that.
Dude, yeah, you know who needs to come back? Baron Davis.
Maybe this is his chance. He'll play for the Sixers.
This is his chance. Let him play for the Warriors, the team that he was. I mean, he's known to be a Warrior, right? Like that. Yeah. When you think of him, you think of him as a Warrior.
I think he's a Warrior or Hornet. Yeah, one of the.
Yeah, I think Warriors personally, but this would be his chance. It'd be great. He's only like 33, I think. He's not that old.
He's 37 and played with the Sixers.
Is he 37?
Oh. He played with the Sixers last year.
Yeah, I liked him when he was on the Knicks. He started the whole stupid Knicks tape thing. That was his idea.
Yeah. It's been downfall ever since, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. They beat the Heat on opening night, and like it was all downhill from there in like 2013 or something, 2012.
I do love their new roster, though.
I like it. I don't love it.
I think they stole Brandon Jennings.
It could go wrong so quickly. It's literally a ticking time bomb. If everything goes right, and I mean everything goes right, they could be like – What would you say? Like
they could be playing Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'd say that. If everything goes perfect, everything goes right. Like Porzingis, like Melo, D Rose, Noah stay healthy. But then even if Noah doesn't stay healthy, you still have Brandon Jennings as a backup, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then Porzingis takes like another step in his development. Courtney Lee.
Yeah, you got.
Nice move, but it's not like anything to really write home about.
Not going
to
make your season.
Yeah, but then it's like all those guys are so injury prone that it's like it could go wrong so quick. Yeah, the Knicks could easily be like a 20-win team.
If DeRozan's knees blow up and Noah's knees blow up and you're stuck
with Noah's knees blow up, we're a team knee, dude.
Yeah, you're literally stuck with literally last year's team.
We're stuck with not even because they don't have Langston Galloway anymore. Like they lost a lot of guys.
I thought
it was hilarious when I read today that the Cavaliers were interested in trading for Trevor Ariza.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
So Trevor Ariza, Channing Frye, J.R. Smith, Amon Shumpert, Timofey Mozgov would all be Cavaliers, and the Knicks could not win with any of them.
Right? And not to mention Zach Randolph and Jamal Crawford and Nate Robinson and Stephon Marbury.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do
Amari
it.
Amari Stoudemire.
We had the one good year. Then team knees blew up, and
then they traded for Melo.
Yeah,
and it like took away from him scoring 25 a game, and it was not fun anymore. Give me the Knicks where Raymond Felton was running the point, and it was just a pick and roll all day. That was fun.
Raymond Felton.
That was fun. Wilson Chandler was hitting threes.
No, they all got shipped to the Nuggets.
No, Gallinari. Yeah, literally, they lost their entire starting five besides Amari when they made that trade. I digress. I hate that trade. Everybody knows it. All right. So you want to get into some MLB?
Sure. Why not? I'm ready.
All right. It's that time of year. Over the next month, we're gonna start doing some MLB trade ideas. Then we're gonna get into some fantasy football toward the end of the month. The end of the month is probably gonna be a lot of fun because we're gonna have the MLB trade deadline coming up. We're gonna have fantasy football coming up, which I'm starting to get really excited for. Tyler just bought our league's trophy yesterday.
Yes.
After promising all of us for 2 years that he would buy with his own money.
I got pressured in the Mets game to buy it, so I just spent $93 on a replica Lombardi trophy.
And that's his fault because he specifically said, and this is a direct quote, "I don't care, I'll buy it with my own freaking money." That was a direct quote 2 years ago. And we held him to it.
Yeah.
So
I didn't remember.
That's what he gets.
That's what I got.
We also played an AC trip last night.
I just got over how excited I was.
We also found out today that we got a free room at Harrah's on July 15th.
It's all spiraling to a dangerous night.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
I'm beyond excited. Like, it's all I'm thinking about. Like, we have 8 days now because I'm considering today pretty much over.
You sent me. You said I've been looking at Harrah's Casino all that. As soon as
I've been like that, googling pictures of Harrah's.
I googled it too. I was like, oh my!
Googling pictures. I'm so excited. But all right, baseball.
Yeah, fun stuff.
We're gonna do some pretenders and contenders.
I'm down.
This will be like kind of a way to set up what teams need to make what moves.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into some trade ideas over the next couple weeks. But so obviously we're not going to mention all the division leaders. Washington, obviously a contender.
Yep,
the Mets are right behind them. They're a contender. They're right. They're in the wild card right now. They're 2.5 games up on the Marlins and St. Louis. So in the NL East, we got Washington and the Mets being contenders. In the Central right now, we only have Chicago, the Cubs being contenders.
Yeah, that team in Chicago.
That team in Chicago, yeah. Out west, we have the Giants being contenders. Mm-hmm. Obviously, at 53-33, they're having a great year. It's an even year. Johnny Cueto's pitching out of his mind. He was a great pickup by them.
DeMarge is still average.
Did you know Hunter Pence is like coming back soon?
I was watching the game the other day, and he was like running on the field.
Yeah, like I had no idea. I know he ripped his hamstring off of his thigh bone.
Yeah, he's
back within like a couple months. Like that's awesome. He's a great player. In the AL East, I'm gonna skip over the AL East because I'm not sold on their top team right now.
Okay.
AL Central, Cleveland Indians, man.
They're fun.
They're a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
I believe they have the lowest team ERA in baseball, if I'm not mistaken.
I am wrong.
I'm completely wrong.
It's the Cubs,
and they're not even in the top 10. Wow. I thought they had like a great rotation.
I mean, what they got, Kluber, Carrasco.
Yeah, they've got a really good pitching rotation, but I guess it's just not like ERA friendly. Yeah. Oh wait, am I in the NL? I am in the NL. Oh, that's why I was like, no way.
Yeah, I was about to count.
Cleveland's fifth in all baseball. Okay, I got scared for a second. I went down the list. And I'm like, I had the team ERA pulled up so I could pull that stat out and impress everybody. And I was like, wait, they're not number one. And they are number one in the AL. Thank God I was right about that. Jesus. So, yeah, they've got great pitching. Good hitting. Rajai Davis is like 36 years old. Awesome.
I'm saving him for later.
Okay, so in the Central, we got Cleveland. And out West, we got Texas, who's just awesome. Nomar Mazara came up, gave that team a spark, and they've been literally running ever since. He's in the lead for AL Rookie of the Year. He's right there with Michael Fulmer on the Tigers, I'd say.
He's been slowing down, but the team's still going too. So
yeah. And then Yu Darvish has been hurt still, right? So they're going to get Yu Darvish back at some point.
I hope.
He came back, got hurt again. And the biggest part of their team, their MVP in my opinion, Ian Desmond.
Oh, my God.
Who they signed for $8 million this offseason. 2 years ago, the Nationals offered him a $105 million contract, I believe. And he turned it down thinking he was worth more than that. Had a horrible season last year, and this offseason went in. In the beginning of the season, everybody thought he was going to be one of the top, if not the top, free agent. And this year, nobody wanted to give him the money he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So he pretty much said, I heard Cliff Floyd say it on WFAN, that he talked to him during spring training, and he asked him, like, yeah, what's up with the one-year $8 million contract? And he just looked at him and just said, like, look, man, I bet on myself, like, I know how much I'm worth. I know that's what I'm going to get next offseason. And he's doing it. Like,
Jesus, man.
Shows what a great athlete he is, that he was able to play shortstop his entire career and then go to the American League and play center field for the number one team in the AL West and become an all-star. I mean, he's an MVP candidate. Right now he's batting .319, 15 home runs with 52 RBIs. And he's playing a great center field with 15 stolen bases as well. He's having a career year, and it's good for him. I mean, he's definitely going to get paid this offseason. But in the meantime, the Rangers have him for cheap, and they should be thankful for that.
Yeah, for the year.
So, contenders or pretenders?
Okay.
We are going to start
that way.
In the NL East.
Okay.
One of your favorite teams.
Yes.
We just saw play yesterday, Miami Marlins.
Yes. You want to go or should I start?
You start it off.
I'm not pretending. I'm not sold on them.
Yeah.
I don't think they – I mean, I find that the Marlins always find a way to screw it up somehow.
Go ahead.
I mean, I like their team. Another weird part is when D. Gordon comes back, Someone said this. Are they going to play him at leadoff hitter?
Are you have to.
At all? Yeah, but then, like, it's like, all right, you're going to help us, then, all right, we don't need you anymore.
But, I mean, you got it. You just want to get to the playoffs. I know, it can happen.
That's it. That's it.
That's why I'm – that's why right now I'm willing to consider them a contender. Because I like the spot they're at right now, approaching the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Right now they're – I'm pretty sure they're – what is that, 43 and 41?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they right now? I'm looking for Miami on the – oh, there we go.
Are you sure
44 and 40. They're four games over 500. They've got good enough pitching right now. I think if they made a move for a starting pitcher, I honestly think starting pitching and bullpen is really all they need.
I would say they need somebody behind Fernandez.
Who? Yeah, exactly. They need a starting pitcher if possible.
I would consider it.
I know they're selling a lot of their top rotation guys.
Yeah.
They're going to be selling because they hit a hard skid. They looked like contenders until a couple weeks, probably about 3 weeks ago, and then they hit like a 14-game losing streak and just fell off the face of the earth. But I don't know. I think I'm willing to consider them contenders because I like where they're at right now, 44 and 40. I mean, you want to be above 500 at the All-Star break. Then you decide if you want to buy or sell. And I think they're going to be in a position to buy. And they're going to look at pitching. And if they're able to add a legitimate pitcher, they're going to get D. Gordon back. They already have their first four batters in their lineup are batting over 300. Barry Bonds is like, I don't know if it's him that's doing it.
It might be.
Maybe Ichiro there, like talking to the young guys, like, I think it's a combination of those two, but they're doing an amazing job. Even Don Mattingly was a great hitter in his career. I mean, I want to look up his lifetime batting average. I want to say it was over 500, over 300. But just a combination, 307 lifetime batting average. So just a combination of those three guys, I mean, they're pretty much veterans because they're not – I mean, they're obviously not veterans, but they're not old guys, you know what I mean? Like, they're relatable and – they have their top four guys in their lineup are batting over 300, and they're going to get D. Gordon back. And if they're able to get a pitcher at the trade deadline, I'd really love this team. They're first in the NL in batting average, by the way. 74 team batting average.
Yeah, not worried about the hitting at all. It's the pitching. Chen, I don't think is any good. Mm-hmm. Kohler's not good. Conley's all right. And I'm going to be honest, I don't even know who their fifth starter is. So that's how bad it probably is.
Fernandez is on another world, though. They shouldn't have gotten I guess Henderson Alvarez isn't even pitching this year yet. I was about to go off on my guy, Henderson Alvarez, get really excited, but he still hasn't even come back.
Hitting, I'm not worried about. It's pitching. Like, I'm not a fan of Chen at all.
No. But if they can get a legitimate starter at the trade of the line, I'm a total buyer.
Oh, no, I'll be – yeah, depends who they get, then I'll believe it. Yeah, I'm just saying – I'm not – the D. Gordon situation is going to be weird.
And obviously D. Gordon is a huge factor. So in the NL Central, we said we were going to choose Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh and St. Louis. Might as well talk a little bit about both of them.
Okay.
We'll start off with Pittsburgh.
Your turn this time.
I'm not buying them this year, man.
Okay. Interesting.
I've seen – like, I watched them play against the Mets, and, like, they're just missing something this year. Like, Jared Cole's been hurt a lot.
Uh-huh. Top prospect.
McCutcheon's having a down year. Glasnow. Glasnow. I don't know how it's exactly pronounced. But I just think a lot of Andrew McCutcheon's batting 240 this year. I don't know. I just feel like everybody's having a down year. Now there's this thing with Jung Ho Gong.
Yeah, that was weird.
He sexually assaulted somebody in a club in Chicago or something, and it's just like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like they have it this year. Like the last few years, they've been a lot closer. They've been a lot better than they are right now at this point in the season. When I was watching the Mets play them, it just like they just didn't feel fun. You know what I mean? You don't get the feeling that you got the last 2 years when watching them.
Yeah, I'm with you. The same thing. Like, I don't feel like they're as fun as they used to be. Like, you always watch the Pirates, like, wow, I'm really a fan of this team. Yeah. Outside of, like, the dancing in the dugout, like, on the field, they're, like, they're whatever. They're nothing special this year.
Yep. I'm not buying them. And then a little bit on the Cardinals. I got to be honest. I couldn't tell you one thing about the Cardinals this year, but just because they're the Cardinals.
Yep.
They're gonna be contenders.
Yeah. They'll find anybody. They'll bring up anybody from the minors, and they'll come up and hit 300. So.
Exactly. Matt Holliday's 36 years old, and he's got 15 home runs on the year. Another one of those. Like, they just get the perfect players for their system. Like, I was thinking about the Albert Pujols non-signing the other day, and like, just how impressive that was. They got Albert Pujols for cheap for 10 years, got his best 10 career years, and they were willing to sign him to an extent. And then when he said how much when he got the contract from the Angels, they were like, you can go. And yeah, he has not been the same player since. I don't think he's batted over 300 once. And before he left, he hadn't had a season where he hit less than 30 home runs, less than 100 RBIs, less than and hit less than 300. And I know for a fact he hasn't hit over 300 once. I know he's missed 100 RBIs a couple times. I think the first year he hit 25 home runs, but after that, his home run totals have been back.
Yeah, he hit 40 last year. I'm with you. I'm a huge fan of Carlos Martinez, who's their third starter, who could be team's number one starters.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's the Cardinals. They'll find a way.
They're
like the Giants. They'll always find a way.
Exactly. They're one of those organizations that they're just always well run. And real quick before we go on, yesterday we saw that one stat after the All-Star games were announced. How impressive is Theo Epstein just as a general manager?
I know.
Out of the entire All-Star game, Theo Epstein signed David Ortiz, Dexter Fowler, Ben Zobrist as free agents between the Red Sox and the Cubs. He signed Xander Bogaerts as an international free agent, drafted Jackie Bradley Jr., Chris Bryant, Mookie Betts, and Anthony Rizzo. He drafted Anthony Rizzo with the Red Sox. They included him in a trade for Adrian Gonzalez to the Padres, and then he somehow came back to the Cubs in a trade with the Padres. I don't know what what the Cubs sent to San Diego off the top of my head, but it just shows how much what's his name? So he traded for Anthony Rizzo too.
Did he?
Because I don't know. Anthony Rizzo might have been there before he got.
I don't know why. I just had a mind blank. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if he was or not.
Yeah.
And then he traded for Addison Russell, and all those guys are all stars. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys. So you could fill a roster with that.
Wow. I totally mind blanked that he was a Padre.
Yeah. He was only in the minors. He might have come up with a couple games.
I know practically played for a little bit.
Yeah. So, dropping some knowledge.
There you go. You always learn something.
Theo Epstein's incredible. If he wins a World Series with the Cubs, you could just start erecting the Theo Epstein wing in the Baseball Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned. Guys, unbelievable. All right, so we're both going to go Pittsburgh non-contenders or pretenders, St. Louis contenders just because they're St. Louis. And then out west, Dodgers. 10 games over 500 right now. Just lost Kershaw for 15 games at least. They're saying it could be more if it's actually as serious as – I mean, it's a lower back injury for a pitcher. So you never know with those. But I don't know. The Dodgers just – like, what is it with them? They're always good, but they never have it. They're the Atlanta Hawks of baseball.
Yes, that's a beautiful one.
They're the Atlanta Hawks of Major League Baseball.
They're the Joe Johnson Atlanta Hawks of baseball.
They're always a really good team. They'll make the playoffs, but, like, they just won't get any further than that. Like, what is their pitching this year after Kershaw? I know they have made – I know they have Kazmir.
Like, six of them are hurt. Like, there's so many of their injuries. Insane.
And Puig, obviously, you and I are both huge Puig fans. So depressing how bad he's been since his rookie year.
Yeah.
But other than that, they have really fun young guys. Like, Corey Seager's fantastic.
Yeah.
Chuck Peterson still strikes out a lot.
Yeah.
But
their whole team,
I'm going to go with contenders because I can't see them making the playoffs. Obviously, they're not going to win the division because the Giants, and it's an even year.
Yeah.
And then they're first right now for the wild card. They're up one game on the Mets. But, I mean, I think if the Mets don't win the division, we'll see what they do this upcoming series against the – they have a four-game series against the Nationals at home, which is a big series.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of the Mets real quick, Harvey just went on the 15-day DL for some shoulder pain, which I think it's – they say it's vascular-related. So they have this whole – idea of what it is, but I don't know. I think it's not going to be muscular related. It's going to be something like with his arteries. Like, he had that blood clot in the beginning of the year, and I feel like something serious is going on with him, you know, like something really bad. I don't want to say any words, but
oh God, don't say.
I know. It's just like, it's something really bad. I feel like it's going to come out tomorrow. I don't know why. I have a weird feeling. So the Dodgers right now are a game up on the Mets in the wild card, and I would not be surprised at all. I'd say there's five teams in the mix for the wild card. Dodgers, Mets, St. Louis, Miami, Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised for one second if the Mets are playing Miami for that wild card game.
I believe it.
And it's Jose Fernandez versus Noah Syndergaard at Citi Field. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yep.
For a one game playoff, that'd be just about as good as a guess. But I would not be surprised at all if that's what it ends up being, because I think the Marlins are finally going to buy. They got to do. I mean, you got to show your fan base that you want to win. You know,
I've been once in a while.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Pretenders for the Dodgers. They're never good. I just don't buy. Like, there's nothing about them that makes me go like, oh yeah, they're gonna win a World Series.
Okay, I'm on the fence.
You can disagree. That's all about.
No. I'm not. I don't disagree, but I'm just like, I don't know, like half their pitching. All their pitching is injured. Like Ryu's injured. Alex Wood's injured. Kershaw's injured. Brandon McCarthy's coming back.
Kershaw's injured.
Yeah, Kershaw's injured. Brett Anderson's injured. I mean, like, their whole team. I feel like once they all, if they all come back, they're gonna be fine. But man, this team gives me like brain farts. I don't know.
There's just nothing like really compelling about them besides like Corey Seager.
I would say. Oh man, I'm always so pro Dodgers too. I would say, I would say Pretender too. Man, it's like really. I'm like, I'm in the middle. Like, I'm 51-49 right now. Pretender, like, they optioned Urias to AAA too. So
yeah, I don't get that. Why, with all the pitching help? I mean, I guess just because he's not really succeeding in the MLB right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Dodgers.
It's more work. 19 years old.
Their team always has the highest payroll. They always have the good players, and they just, like you said, they're the Atlanta Hawks of the baseball. Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the American League. The American League East has me completely, like, not bewildered, but just, like, there's so many teams that I want to consider a contender or pretender. Because I'm not buying Baltimore. I'm not buying their pitching.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you
on that. At all. I just, like, you can only get away with just mashing and beating your teams with offense for so long. Like, okay. I just don't buy their pitching. They're ninth right now. They have a 4.43 team ERA. Which is pretty bad. Boston's also right behind them at 4.51, but Boston's also got a great offense.
Love them.
I love Boston's offense. I love Baltimore and Boston's offense, but they have such holes. And then Toronto, they're right in between both those teams. I love Toronto. I love all three. I love the AL East offense, but I don't love any of their pitching staffs.
That's when you said you can only get away with mashing for so long. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, unless you're the Toronto Blue Jays, because I really think they can get away with it.
Yeah.
But their pitching is, oh my god, their staff is bad. I think Estrada's doing having a good year, and Stroman will do his thing. But other than that, I mean,
top two teams in home runs this year: Baltimore and Toronto.
There you go.
How about runs? Probably the same thing. Boston number one in runs. Boston, Cubs. It's St. Insane. Louis is third in runs. Isn't that funny?
They'll find a way.
And Colorado's fourth, of course. But I don't love any AL East team. Like, I don't think that I don't think that the World Series champion is going to come out of the AL East, put it that way.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to put Pretender for all of them. I love Toronto, and I love Baltimore's hitting. I love Boston's hitting. And just to throw it in Yankee fans' faces, they suck.
Yeah.
Just had to say that real quick. I'm sorry. Sorry, Yankee fans. I'm
sorry. They're getting Schwarber and Bryce Harper
We'll save it for next episode. We'll save it for next episode because that move has me excited more than anything.
Okay.
Possible move. Ooh. All right. So I'm not buying anybody out of the AL East. How about you?
Boston? No, not yet. Not yet, Boston fans.
Not yet, that's the thing. If any of these teams made a move for pitchers, I would be all about them.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
Exactly. Any of those three teams, Baltimore, Toronto, Boston, bought for a pitcher, I would love them.
I'm going to say contender on Toronto, but I don't know, like you said, who they get for pitching. Because I don't know what are they going to give up at this point.
Boston's got a lot of assets. Toronto doesn't have anything left. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how much Boston or how much Baltimore has.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think Toronto has enough. I will say, though, I think out of all those teams, Toronto could – most likely, because they're right now, they are on a killer pace right now.
I think out of all those teams, Boston's most likely, personally.
Okay. All right, I'll say Toronto. I say Boston.
Just because Boston has so many good minor leaguers that they can actually move for somebody.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Maybe for a Chris Sale.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Speaking of Chris Sale,
we'll move on to the AL Central.
If anybody got Chris Sale, they're like my second favorite.
They'd be great.
In the World Series, yeah.
And I don't know why they win it. White Sox are sitting at 43-41. They're 2.5 games back of the wild card. They don't have a chance at winning the division. I don't think they're 8 games back right now. And they got to leapfrog Kansas City and Detroit, who's both ahead of them. And Detroit, I don't know.
Yeah. There's
nothing
fun. Meh.
Justin Upton stinks.
Oh, my. Don't tell. I know. I had to admit it the other day,
too. Their rookie, Michael Fulmer's the ace of their staff. Well, I like Michael Fulmer, but, like, and they had it all a couple years ago. They had Scherzer. They had Price. They had Prince Fielder. They Justin had it all, Verlander. Man. They had it all. And Verlander in his prime. They had it all, and they couldn't seal the deal. Detroit pretender. Kansas City contender, because Kansas City's going to make the savvy moves at the deadline that are going to, like, put them over the top. I believe they're another one of those good organizations that doesn't get by making, like, the flashy move, but they make the right moves.
So real quick, real fast, I must have missed it because I must have been zoning out here. You said Boston's your contender from the AL East?
Yeah, I said if any of them were to make a move for a pitcher, Boston would be my favorite out of Boston, Baltimore, Toronto.
All right, I'll just wonder. Okay.
Yep.
Kansas City, I agree with you, Kansas City too.
Yep. Kansas City out of the AL Central. They're my contenders. Yep. I'm not buying the White Sox.
Nope.
Not buying just because White Sox really have it all. Like, yeah. They have good pitching. They have good hitting, but they're just not a good team.
Todd Frazier good?
No, he hits 200 and he hits like 30 home runs, but he literally, his batting average is, it might be under 200. I'm going to make sure on that right now. But Todd Frazier stinks. Like, he must be the definition of, like, he's worse than, like, Adam Dunn.
It's sad because I really like
210 with 23 home runs.
I mean, he does what he does. He hits home runs.
He is what he is. Uh-huh. So out of the AL Central, I'm going to go with Kansas City as my contenders because I do like them, and I think they're going to make the right moves.
Obviously.
Without Moustakas. They don't have an ace anymore. They lost Cueto, obviously. But yeah. They made the move for Cueto last year, so
obviously
that was a big move.
Obviously not including the Indians, right?
No, Indians are – they're already like a lock. Okay. Like I said, we're not going to go over the first-place teams because they're already solidified contenders.
Yep.
Now, the AL West, a team that I pretty much wrote off in the beginning of the season, Houston Astros.
Okay, yeah.
They've been on fire. They're 45-39. George Springer's hitting the cover off the ball. Jose Altuve, in my opinion, is the American League MVP. And I'm going to say contenders, man. Because if Keuchel comes around – that's all they need is just their pitching to come around. They don't even need to make a move for a pitcher. They just need their pitching to come around.
The offense. Yeah, I'm so pro Houston too. So yeah,
I really believe in Houston.
I'm all about. I'm McCullers is my man. I think he's with. He went off the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I think like 12 strikeouts last game. Yeah, I'm a fan of them.
Nice. I like them. And then Seattle's right behind them. There's a lot of guys I like on Seattle, but Felix Hernandez has been hurt. Obviously, he's been their ace of their staff for like 10 years. Without him, they're not going anywhere.
Yep.
So I'm gonna say pretenders to them. Out of the AL West, I got to pick the – it's weird to say that Houston's the AL West. I'm still so used to
thinking of them
as an NL team. But, yeah, I'm gonna say the contenders out of the AL West are the Houston Astros.
This isn't good that we've agreed on everything but Toronto.
Yeah, there was no debate here. It's just like – it was just kind of accepted.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of like there's so many million teams, but I feel like you're just like, you know who the good teams are, and you're like, wow, that team is this good right now. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone knows who the good teams are.
Yeah. So, what do you want to do? Did you say you want to do that boy good?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. We're going to do a little that boy good. Our MVP is the last week.
Okay.
You got one to start?
Yeah, you mentioned it before.
All right, Roger
Davis is going bananas.
Yeah.
Right now. He hit for the cycle the other day. I had him in FanDuel. He hit a homer the other day. Yeah, he's fun, which I'm excited. I'm a fan of him. I've always been a fan of his. He steals bases. Shockingly, I didn't know he was only batting 275, I'm going to be honest. I thought he was batting better than that. But, yeah, he's been fun.
I wanted to go with Wilmer Flores. And for sports, I will go with Wilmer Flores. But my that boy good of the last few days, Dan Big Cat Katz.
Oh, yes.
He is my MVP of the last week. Everybody bet against him. I bet against him. We talked about it before it even happened, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it on the show on Monday, how we didn't think there was a chance he beats. The line for him for the hot dog eating contest was 11.5, and he got 12, won a lot of people a lot of money. But that was inspiring. Here he ran out, did the dab, and then even though he got foiled by PETA at the 2-minute mark,
I hate that.
This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I hate those people.
His recap of it was even funnier.
I got
he beat the odds and he ate 12 hot dogs. So he's my MVP of last week.
Outside of LeBron James's coming home to Cleveland, anybody's performance was better than his in the last month?
Big Cats?
Yeah.
No.
That's really what he did was so, I'm not gonna lie, it's so impressive.
It was awe inspiring.
Like, I got goosebumps. I'm gonna be honest. I had chills.
I thought his entrance was the funniest thing ever. Ran up the stairs, like flipped off the fedora, and then did like the worst dab I ever saw, but it was great.
12 hot dogs in 10 minutes is really hard.
He did it for Harambe, dude.
Listen, RIP, baby. You got it.
Yeah, we're going to pour some out for Harambe.
I have water right here. I'm doing it right now.
All right. I guess that's it for episode 10 of the No Name Show. Like I said, we're going to be back on the normal schedule. Last week was kind of hectic. But yeah,
I got
we could squeeze in a show right before we go to Harris next week.
Live podcast from
– Oh! We should bring a microphone and do it live at Harris.
And we can
get there a little early and do that.
You act like I'm not against it.
No, like, do you have a mic?
I mean, I can use my Apple headphones.
Yeah, same. Put
the computers next to each other.
What do you mean? I guess we could sit right next to each other and do that. That'd be fun.
Oh,
live from Harris, recap or preview our night. See where it's going to take us. We can start drinking during it too.
I'm 100% down.
Yeah, we totally should.
No, we are going to do it. All right, market calendars.
All right, this has been episode 10 of the No Name Show, and as I just said, this is the No Name.